When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Here's the thing. You yesterday were off because you had the diarrhea. Okay. So you had the norovirus.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Could have been.
And then, literally, a minute before we go on the air here, you crack one off. That was a gamble, sir,
I do not appreciate being around. Not anymore. I know.
Are we sure?
Oh, yeah. I am positive.
Okay, because that one, you risked it for the biscuit on that one, and I hope it was worth it.
Listen, you're off. You're off here for the next week.
Yeah? So?
I just want to leave you with some great memories for the next week.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't need that
gone
at all.
Gone for a week. And
anyway,
just...
so you're done with the poops then, eh? Like, you're fine
that's
now?
That's what it says.
Yeah?
That's what the body's telling me. I'm good to
go.
Were
you cramping, eh? Just cramping.
It gets that way.
God.
No puking, though.
No, that's good.
I don't like
that's
puking.
Good. It's the worst when you have to do them both at the same time.
Not
you're
good.
Like, clear out
you're
the like, tub.
You got, yeah, or else you're dumping the garbage can out, right? Or...
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's rough.
Recycling,
it's a rough
whatever.
Go. You know,
sure.
You're not the only one with it. A lot of people have that norovirus.
It is it, well, I don't know. That's not what it was.
It's what you had, Evan.
It was quick.
Yeah.
It was done. It was in.
Yeah.
Everything came out.
Yeah.
And
just,
then it was good.
You just sat at home and ate cheese for 24 hours.
That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to block everything off and to make yourself better.
It's the equivalent of taking a Kleenex and jamming it in your nose during a nosebleed.
Not quite the same.
Okay.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Just a couple of guys talking hacky.
Yeah. Goodbye, Toronto Maple Leafs. They're done tonight. They're done.
I don't think they're done tonight. Well, Matthews could be out.
They're done, buddy. They're done.
Matthews could be out, so... I mean, and then you're, what, relying on Mitch Marner to pull the team through it?
Talk about underwhelming, though. You know, such, like, and you give the Maple Leafs credit for their great season.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just, man, come playoffs.
They cannot get it done.
But had they made it out of the first round, which, I mean, it's, I know it's still not over, but, you know, made it to the second round... And then say they got out of that, there'd be like a 14-part series on TSN.
Oh, God.
About how they made it out of the second round and into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Toronto Sports Network would be all over it.
But I think there'll probably be a 24-part series now about how they can't get out of the first round always lose to Boston.
Yeah. It's a rough one for them.
There's been some great hockey, though.
All around.
Yeah.
Vancouver. That Vancouver-Nashville series. Who would have thought that'd be a smoke show?
Super defensive. Now, Vancouver is up, but, like, the Predators are playing well. Mm. They've outshot them and outplayed Vancouver a couple of times.
Yeah.
The last two games, for sure.
What about the Jets? So
the Avalanche are going to...
Yeah,
they're
Avalanche
taking that one.
We knew... Like, the Avalanche are just too strong of a team.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can stop them, really.
Well, and I'm surprised that the Hurricanes didn't end up sweeping the Islanders. That one is going into Game 5 tonight.
Is it real? I didn't even know that series was still on.
Yeah, and then, well, last
it's just
night...
Such a, they're both just such nothing teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Hurricanes, they're good.
Good. They're good teams. It's just, they're just... The branding of those teams is just so, it's so boring.
It is. And then, yeah, we saw, the Panthers whooped the Lightning last night, 6-1 or whatever it was, to advance to the next round. Mm. And then, so those are the kind of the games, like the Canucks and Preds tonight.
Let's go back 10 years.
Yeah.
Would you be saying that at some point the Panthers will be more powerful than the Tampa Bay Lightning?
No.
That's not even comprehensible.
They've had some good seasons over the past few years, but now, like, they are just, they're good.
But over
they're
Tampa?
They're damn good.
Like,
And Florida, you have no right to be a hockey powerhouse.
Well, all the good players want to go there, right? You think about how nice it is and the taxes. True.
That's like Vegas, if
you make
too,
it to,
right?
Yeah, you make like it Mark to the Snow. NHL, go there. Would you rather go play in Winnipeg or play with Tampa Bay Lightning? Stabbing,
get back
meth,
to me on that.
You know,
well,
or guns, a bit of both in each.
Chad and Evan daily.
Yeah, listen, I know talking the economy is a little nerdy, but it affects your pocketbook. So Canada's GDP rose 0.2% in February. That just came out this morning.
Wow.
Driven by a rebound in transportation and warehousing. So
I'll be.
That means we're not in a recession, and it doesn't look like we're headed toward one quite yet.
Well, let's get these taxes down, not taxes.
The rates, the interest rates.
And taxes.
Well, they're going to be meeting on that again. Is it later on this month they meet? It's in May.
Or beginning, or, well, I guess, yeah, we're coming into May. Yeah, so it'll be right away here.
Right. And they're starting to maybe expect a June interest rate cut, something like that. We'll see. I believe it was like Deloitte who actually predicted that we would avoid a recession and we would actually see a recovery in the second half of the year. So,
well, that would be fantastic.
That sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd be all for that.
However,
if we can save money somehow, some way.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Neither do I.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, I mean, cruises can be considered unsanitary sometimes.
Which can?
Cruises. Like if you're going on a cruise, on a boat, a cruise ship.
It's like anything, Chad. Everything's
unsanitary. Yeah, you get a lot of people in a small area.
Sure.
However, this one, interesting. Norwegian Cruises will now be offering a nude cruise.
Sweet.
That's right. There will be, you know, a few hundred people on board the Norwegian Pearl as it sets sail in February of 2025.
Pearl necklace.
They won't have to wear, that's right, they won't have to wear any clothes on the boat or any of their beach days, private island stuff, all that. Yeah, the entire nude days at sea.
None of the seats will be cloth.
I would hope
anywhere.
Not.
There It'll better all not be pleather.
Yeah, it better be
covered
pleather
in
or
plastic.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, this is like the Norwegian Sky cruise ship. So, who are the poor souls who have to go on after this cruise?
More nude people. And it's going to be for the nude. It's a big thing.
It would be like going on a cruise on a giant toilet seat.
Likely, but it's a big thing.
And also,
I'm telling you, Chad, the popularity of doing things nude.
Yeah.
And then, you
it's
know, being polyamorous, right?
It's a scene. I think I'm already concerned enough about getting pubic hair in my food during mealtime,
Where are you eating?
Bonanza.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Big talk, Chad, about a Richard Simmons biopic.
Now, kids, if you don't know who Richard Simmons is, back in our day in the 80s and 90s, Richard Simmons was a fitness guru who was rather annoying.
Sweating to the oldies.
That's right, sweating to the oldies. And he'd always go on Letterman, and David Letterman would always openly make fun of him right on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then Richard Simmons all of a sudden just disappeared.
He was a very large person. He lost a lot of weight, and that's what he was big on, right? Encouraging people to lose weight.
Yeah.
So the talk with the biopic about him, and Pauly Shore has been pushing to play Richard Simmons in the biopic.
Which makes sense because they look exactly alike.
Eerily alike, actually. The hair, the body, like even the facial structure is very similar.
Pauly Shore is to Richard Simmons as to what you are to Dave Grohl. Similar.
No.
Yes.
Not quite.
Okay. Not that close?
No. So Richard Simmons, though, is like, no, I don't want Pauly Shore to play me.
Fair enough.
Cruise. He wants Tom Cruise to play him.
Give me a break. I'd like Bradley Cooper to play me, too, if it ever comes around to it. But guess who's going to play me?
No, hold on.
Jonah Hill. And not Jonah Hill like now. I'm talking Jonah Hill, super bad Jonah Hill. That's who's going to play me.
Jonah Hill, you're not as big as you make yourself out
right,
to be.
Right, but Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, super bad Jonah Hill. Yeah. He was a very large guy.
Yeah, okay.
Very large guy.
Well, thank you for trying to play it up and boost my self-esteem, Evan.
I'm trying here. I'm here to help.
You know who could play you?
Let's hear it. Danny DeVito?
Clint Howard. Look it up. Google it. Clint Howard.
Clint Howard? Why do I know that name?
Everybody should know Clint Howard. Everybody Google it right now.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was. He's shut up.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So there's a photo that's circulating.
Okay.
And it's courtesy of the James Webb Space Telescope.
Jimmy Webb. That's what we call it around here.
The old Jimmy Webb from NASA.
Sure.
Or NASA, as some people call them incorrectly.
Yep.
NASA is a city in the Bahamas. But it's a photo, and it's of Saturn's largest moon, Titan.
Mm-hmm. That, you hear a lot about Titan.
I don't, actually. But maybe. Sure.
I've heard a lot about Titan.
I just remember the old Titan hockey sticks. Remember those?
Damn good stick.
I still have one. So the Saturn's largest moon, Titan, there's a photo of it. It's blurry. It's blurry because I can't get a real close image of it. But I'll tell you this. The blurry photo looks very familiar. It looks like Earth.
This is just made up.
It has oceans.
It looks made up. It has land. It's made up because they want us to believe that there's more, there's life out there, and it's closer than we think. Not in our solar system. They come from far away galaxies, Chad.
Huh.
Far, far away.
You know, I'm starting to take your side, actually, now that I've thought about this, because that doesn't look anything like Earth.
No, not whatsoever.
If it looked like Earth, it would be flat.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm Chad. That's Evan sitting across from me.
We are, Chad and I are big into the fashion world.
Oh, huge.
We know a thing or two about fashion.
Oh, Crocs.
With our long shorts to cover our varicose veins.
That's right. But we know the best ones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a new set of pantaloons for you, Chad, mm-hmm. by Jordan Luca.
Okay. Big brand.
They're selling stained stonewash jeans. So these are a little bit different than the pre-rip jeans that are all hip with the kids. And I remember when they came out. Back in 2003 when I was living in Edmonton.
I'm sure they were out before that. Ripped jeans have been around.
Well, I'd been wearing them long before that, but I ripped those ones on my own, Chad. Yeah,
big Jordache jeans guy, too.
Chad. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd be paying, $608 for a lighter wash.
Oh, my God.
Discounted from their usual $800 price.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with these pre-stained jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like you peed your pants. They make it look like you peed in your pants. Look at this.
Hmm.
Who would wear those? That looks like you peed your pants.
Well, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. No,
that's just it, right? Well,
hey, you know what, Evan?
You just walk around peeing your pants, and then you just say it was the jeans and how I bought them.
Missed opportunity, though.
Why is that?
Well, because yesterday you had the poops, and you could have been wearing khakis, and you could have sold those.
Well, I still could.
Oh, gross.
Chad and Evan Daly.
It's been a long time since we've had a new conspiracy theory, so let's get one going.
Well, this is dead internet theory.
Mm.
And this started on 4chan.
Oh, God.
Wizard Chan.
Oh, God.
Argued that the internet is a government psychological operation controlled by artificial intelligence, and most content is generated by bots designed to power the consumer cycle.
Uh-huh.
They are saying that the internet died around 2016. It is empty and devoid of people. There's no people on the internet.
It's just bots.
That's right. Most of what we see is supposedly created by AI, spread by bots, possibly influencers paid by the powers that be to keep
But there
up
are
with
so
everything.
Many people that post content to the internet. You and I post content to the internet.
This is true.
So that is on the internet, and we're not bots. One second, let me check.
Come here,
human.
I'll kick you in the bag. Let's see how that feels.
I'm a human being, I swear.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
But this is a new one. This is what they're saying. Hey, listen, I don't think this is too far-fetched.
Of course.
No, seriously, because AI, there are so many pictures out there that look real, but they're really, really not.
It's AI.
Listen, just settle down.
Yeah.
I want to show you this picture quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is from Pornhub. Tell me that's fake. Tell me that's fake.
From Pornhub?
Yeah, it's Jesus and a shrimp Jesus. You tell me that's fake. Huh? That's not fake. The internet, actually, the internet can make that up, and it's great.
I am so happy that that exists.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.